Thank you, delegates. We are ready now to turn to the topic that we have spent some time and energy working on during this session. Initiated our discussion on Monday and have worked, as you all know, by the way, I'm speaking of ractopamine, we have worked with an informal working group with a very large membership that was open to all members here on Monday night, on Tuesday morning, on Tuesday lunch, on Tuesday night, and on this morning. No, is this Tuesday? Yeah, okay. Wednesday, okay. The question before us, as a matter of procedure, is the question that faced us on Monday, and that is the presentation of these eight MRLs, four for cattle and four for pig meat, for ractopamine. They are presented to this commission for adoption. I now open the floor for a sense of the committee, a sense of this commission, on whether the commission can adopt. We have asked this question once before, received an answer, and that set us off on the informal discussions of the last 2.5 days. But to make sure that we follow procedure carefully, we will ask this question again, but I think we needn't take an hour to answer it for ourselves this time, as we did on Monday. So may I have the sense of the commission on whether on the approval to adopt these four MRLs. The floor is open. China, please.
谢谢主席.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the first day of our meeting, China and other countries, including EU, opposed the adoption of the MRLs. Now, Madam Chair, you proposed the mechanism to find a solution to the problem. And we recognize your effort. And of course, we respect the consensus spirit of CAC, so we fully recognize the effort by the chair. In order to facilitate the work, China has made the greatest possible concession, and we agree that on the basis of a footnote, we adopt the MLLs, but the footnote should satisfy countries like China, their concerns over this issue. And for several days, colleagues have made lots of consultations in an informal basis. And actually, this actually affected people watching the football games. But unfortunately, we have not reached consensus on the footnote. So on the one hand, we do not reap any result, and on the other hand, some people were not able to watch the football. Now, Madam Chair made some conclusions of some countries' views, and you proposed a scenario. Well, your view, anyhow, is a combination of the views of some countries. Even on that basis, we failed to reach consensus. Given that China's minimum concerns over safety is not satisfied, so we do not have any other solution but to oppose the adoption of this MRLs on ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, China. European Union, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Et la position que je vais...
Thank you, Chair. My presentation represents the common position of the 27 members of the European Union present at this meeting. As we were on Monday, we're still opposed to the MRL adoption for Optopamin. We thank all delegations for their contributions during the meetings that have taken place since Monday evening, and we'd like to thank you for your efforts as well to achieve a consensus. We feel that we've had very constructive and productive discussions, but the discussions did not enable us to achieve the level of consensus needed to adopt these MRLs. We feel nonetheless that there is certainly an interest in continuing these consultations one way or another in order to achieve a consensus in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. European Union, United States.
Thank you, Chair. Earlier this week, we heard clearly from JECFA that the issue on whether to adopt the draft MRL standards for ractopamine is no longer a question of food safety of this compound. After years of scientific review, JECFA and the Codex Committee for the Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Food have determined that these MRLs for ractopamine are safe. The United States respects these scientific evaluations and supports adoption of the draft standards. We also firmly endorse the Codex science-based decision-making process. Countries should not be allowed to stop adoption of science-based standards on the basis of their own political agendas. However, we also heard real scientific concerns from the delegate from China, and the United States supports future Codex work to establish a specific MRL for lung based on all relevant scientific evidence. The United States wishes to thank China for its valuable scientific contributions. While work on a lung-specific MRL should begin shortly, there is a narrow but very important question before the Commission today. Will we honor our decision from last year's meeting to determine whether to adopt these MRLs based on JECFA's science-based evaluation? For the United States, the decision is clear. We support adoption of all proposed MRLs for ractopamine without any footnotes. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We too note the decision that this commission took at its last session with respect to the proposed MRLs. We appreciate the significant work undertaken by JECFA and commend our Chinese colleagues for their submission of data to JECFA to aid it in its consideration. However, JECFA has indeed reported to this commission as it committed, and in its report is clear that the proposed MRLs are indeed appropriate. And so in that context, we certainly support their adoption. We have, however, also heard the continued concerns expressed by the European Union and China. And in this regard, we draw attention to the method within Codex that has been elaborated for addressing such concern, and that is in particular CAC GL 62/2007, which are the working principles for risk analysis for food safety for application by member governments, which recognizes that where a member government has a view different than that of Codex, that while it should base its measures on codex, it is entirely appropriate for it to base measures on its own risk assessment and its consideration of other legitimate factors. And so we believe that nothing stands in the way of adopting these MRLs. And for those who continue to believe that additional consideration should be applied, we encourage the application of those working principles. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Are there any other countries that wish to comment? Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be very brief. And Norway will associate ourselves with the statement just made by China and the European Union. In our statement the first day, we opposed the adoption of the MRLs. We appreciate the work made by many countries to try to reach consensus on a footnote, which has not been a success. We will reiterate our that we are in opposition of the adoption of the MRLs. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Norway. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Chair. Mexico recognizes the Codex Alimentarius as a decision-taking, science-based decisions. Science has already said that there is no problem, no health problem or sanitary risk with the adoption of these MRLs, and therefore we support adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Republic of Korea feels that established Codex MRL has been well functioned not only for fair international trade, but also to ensure food safety within our domestic markets. Being here for 3 days listening on the debate, we feel further delaying adoption of the draft MRLs for lactobacillus is only a war of attrition. We feel it's better to have Codex standard than not to have it. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our position has already been said here in this plenary, and we also lament the delay in the adoption of these MRLs because we believe in scientific basis, we believe in JECFA results, and we believe that consensus should be constructed on scientific basis. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Brazil, Russia, please. Russian Federation.
thank you, Madam Chair. Only a few words. We stated our position on ractopamine on Monday during our joint consultation here. Today in the morning, we received once again an additional consultation and instruction from our capital. And now, without going into details and already repeated arguments, I want only to say and confirm that we are strongly opposed to the adoption of the draft maximum residue levels for ractopamine immediately during this session. We are convinced and our conviction is strengthened after our discussion at this session that the main principle here is and remains don't to harm to our consumer and secure the health. So far, we, as many others, have not such a confidence, and therefore, we once again propose to postpone the adoption on final decision and continue a comprehensive evaluation of the possible negative impact of this feed ingredient on the human health. And we have to reach real consensus on this most important issue for public health. Thank you.
Thank you, Russian Federation. Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Japan repeats the comment made on the previous day. Considering all the discussion made so far in Codex, Japan is of the view of that it is time to reach a certain consensus on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Switzerland, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. We had the opportunity to express our position extensively on Monday. We would just like to state, Madam Chair, once again, that Switzerland is strongly opposed to the adoption of the MRL for ractopamine. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chair. We are in favour of strengthening the Codex standardisation process, and we feel that this is being brought into question. Whether we're talking about ractopamine, aflatoxin, or whatever, the process of the Codex is in doubt now because the scientific body has made a risk assessment, has been very clear in its position the other day, and we're denying a scientifically based MRL. And we are subject to the WTO SPS agreement. It says that if there is a scientific basis to justify an MRL, it can be adopted and it must be done. We do have a scientific basis. And we could adopt the standard, no problem, nationally, because we've already got a scientific basis for it. Whether there's an international base standard later or not, it doesn't matter. There is a scientific basis, and we can adopt the standard now, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Croatia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We strongly support the position of the European Union.
Hello?
Thank you, Croatia. South Africa, please.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. When we spoke on Monday, we tried to bring to this August House here that we've consistently, as a body said, we base decisions that we take on sound scientific advice. It gives me. I always think of a case where a country exports based on results and other measures that he has, and consistently uses a laboratory, and on the basis of those results it exports. But then, when the results are saying something else, it questions the laboratory. Now, in this particular instance, we consistently receive information, scientific advice coming out of JECFA. And based on that scientific advice, this August body makes decisions. But today, we want to question the science. JECFA has advised since 2008 and last year we said, based on additional information, take that information that came from colleagues from China to JECFA. And again, the answer is still the same. It is now a choice that this body has to make whether JECFA is good enough to give us sound scientific advice. Perhaps that is the question. To my mind, I cannot be inconsistent now and question JECFA, because then I need to question all the decisions that I have always taken, because then I'm being inconsistent. Yes, there has been new issues raised by colleagues from China, but we could leave a caveat to address those specific issues. And Madam Chair, without wasting too much of your time, we believe that the right decision would be for all of us to adopt these proposed MRLs. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Philippines, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Philippines sustain its support for the adoption of proposed JECPA MRL on ractopamine. Based on the available data evaluated by JECPA, concluded that the proposed MRL are compliant with the established acceptable daily intake. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, señor
presidente. Thank you, Chair. The Dominican Republic supports what has been said by Chile, Brazil, and South Africa, and Mexico. And we support a decision that this commission support approval of MRLs based on the fact that the JECFA is our scientific basis. Were we not to adopt it, we would be ignoring the scientific progress being brought to the Commission by JECFA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. There remains on my list, and we're coming up on half an hour. There remains on my list Zambia, Panama, Egypt, Australia, and Costa Rica, among member countries. And Rwanda. I would like to close the list of country comments at that point and hear from New Zealand. And then hear from two observer organizations who asked to be heard. And then we will summarize and consider our way forward. Guatemala, I'll add to this list, but the list is closed now. So we'll next turn to Rwanda, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to restate my submission yesterday or the day before. Let's be guided by science rather than by conscience or emotion. Let us not undermine codex. JECFA was commissioned by this House. Let's respect the outcomes of the work that was done. Thank you.
Thank you, Rwanda. Zambia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A lot has already been spoken, and I would just wish to reiterate what was my deliberation on Monday. Codex Alimentarius had created JECFA, and the JECFA is very well respected by all the member countries. Now, to see that the same member countries today are querying its own baby who has been put there to be able to provide the scientific evidence, it gives a lot of room to wonder whether really we are sincere or not. Now, these MRL have been very well established, and the JECFA said they want to go back again to redo the same studies. And I don't know when those who oppose would wish to come back to their mind to say JECFA will be able to assist them again. So it's as if now perhaps JECFA does not mean anything. I think this will be time that this August House consider to have a step forward and we maintain our stand of supporting the standard of the Raptopa mine as at now. Thank you.
Thank you, Zambia. I ask the delegations to make your interventions as short as possible. We have all heard from each other on Monday, so please let's keep things to the essence. Panama, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chair. As various member countries have said, Panama also recognizes scientific studies that have been carried out by JECFA with respect to the risk analysis and feels that there should be no doubt about their assessments. Therefore, we support the adoption of the MRLs in this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Panama. Thank you for your succinct intervention. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairperson. Egypt does value all the efforts undertaken in order to reach a consensus. And with all the respect we have to the scientific basis of JECFA, however, if there are new information about studies undertaken by certain countries about the MRLs, we have to take them into consideration. This is in favor of the consumers, and we should not forget that certain products were accepted and then they were withdrawn. So we have to give a chance, a certain time limit, so that the relative committee will meet in September and in order to reach a consensus. Thank you, Mrs. Chair.
Thank you, Egypt. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia strongly supports adoption of these MRLs. It's a little bit concerning listening to this room where what we've heard over the last 3 days is that unequivocally those MRLs as listed are safe. And that shouldn't be confused. And JECFA has come in and strongly underlined the safety of those MRLs as they are established. So that the integrity of that process needs to be parked and not undermined in Australia's view. The second point is that China has raised concerns in regard to other offals, and there is a process that has been outlined to deal with that. That is another issue, and that will need to be worked through. The third component of this, which is really at the heart of what this is about, is that some countries require that they will only accept these MRLs where there is an opt-out provision. And with this opt-out provision enshrined effectively in the standard. For us, this is unacceptable. Some of us are prepared to work towards a compromise in that regard, and that working towards that compromise may take longer than between now and the end of this commission. So we understand that that may well take another period of time. For that to be successful and that this process is this not delayed for a further year, we need to be very clear as to the consequences of whatever form that consensus forum is established, is not successful in bridging the positions, that there is a consequence of that back in this commission, back in this place. And we need to be clear as to what that will be. Frankly, we don't want to see standards parked. We don't believe that is the intent of this whole process. We think there needs to be a sound outcome as to when we come back to this position. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Chair. Costa Rica supports adoption of the MRLs declared by JECFA for rectopamina and somatotropinam, and would also say that this commission must be coherent in following its own procedures. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Guatemala, please.
Thank you, Chair. My delegation supports the adoption of the MRLs on the basis of the scientific results. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Guatemala. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. New Zealand is consistent in support of the Codex scientific process, and on that basis, we support adoption of the proposed MRLs. We also note that intrinsic to the Codex scientific process is the opportunity to review MRLs as further scientific information becomes available. And we believe that provision is sufficient to deal with some of the scientific questions that have been raised in this forum. Thank you.
Thank you very much, New Zealand. That I had closed the list for country comments. There may be more countries who wish to speak, but I think we have, it's fair to say, I think we all now have a sense of the room. Certainly the division of opinion among the member countries. Before I close the list, two observer organizations had their flags up. I noted them, and I will take those two. NHF, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I appreciate the ability to speak before the Commission. I would like to remind the Commission that here we have a drug, ractopamine, that on its warning label states, not for use in humans. Individuals with cardiovascular disease should exercise special caution to avoid exposure, use protective clothing, impervious gloves, protective eyewear, and a NIOSH-approved dust mask. How in the world does a drug marked like this become safe for human use, and with no washout period either? There's been enough doubt introduced by the Chinese and other studies to raise enough of a question of health and health safety here that we should not by any means adopt these MRLs. With all due respect to JECFA, the utmost respect to JECFA, they put on their pants one leg at a time just like the rest of us. They aren't the god of science. There's other science to be considered. And there, when you have 160 countries banning the use of ractopamine in its food supply, then that raises a serious question. And how did we even get here? Well, the Chinese delegates didn't have a chance at the last committee meeting that pushed this to step eight to raise their concerns then, because they were denied visas for that committee meeting. So we have an issue here that this should not have even come to the Commission until it was fully addressed with the presence of the Chinese delegation in the original committee meeting. So we respectfully submit to the Commission to not adopt these MRLs. We support the Chinese, the EU, and the Russian and Norwegian positions on this and urge you not to adopt it. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you, NHF. Consumers International, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Consumers International urges CAC not to adopt MRLs for ractopamine at step 8 under the present circumstances. I also refer to our position laid down in the room document number 19. Thank you.
Thank you, Consumers International. My conclusion, as I listen to the views expressed over the last 35 minutes, and I think you all must come to the same conclusion, is that there is a division. There is a fair division of opinion in this body about, to the extent that it is not possible to declare that there is consensus among the members of this commission on the adoption of rectopamine. I think regardless of what the details of the positions that we may individually hold, given that we all support the process of Codex, we must at some level regret that. However, there is also, I believe, a spirit of attempting to move forward. And that spirit was expressed, was described quite well by our Chinese colleagues in the work of the informal working group that met for many hours over the last 2.5 days to try to find a way forward during this commission. That group worked long and hard and couldn't find a solution to present to you. The group has an idea, however, has come out of discussions of that group that I would like to further develop as a proposal to you for a way forward. That group agreed that for your consideration that ractopamine, these ractopamine MRLs, the 8, 4 for cattle and 4 for pig meat, be held at step 8 with a plan to try to work towards a solution over the next year. And the mechanism to do this would be the one that I described at the beginning of our discussions this week as a new technique available. It's actually not a new technique, but it is a technique widely used in FAO, in the IPPC, in the WTO, that is called Friends of the Chair. It is a mechanism in which the chair, when recognizing that a committee or a commission faces a roadblock, no way forward, we're blocked, that the chair, with the agreement of the commission members, identifies members from among the member countries who will agree to work together to try to find a way forward and to bring that suggestion back to this body. The way the Friends of the Chair works in such a way that I would ask for certain members to participate. They may work as they wish. They may call upon and receive information from any member country. And in the case of ractopamine, I will propose the membership of the Friends of the Chair group. I will propose it to you and ask your agreement that this group be allowed to work to try to find a solution. I will further propose that they work for 1 year and that the focus of their work be on the risk management questions that are the portfolio of this commission. They are the portfolio of commission and the commission's committees. We are risk managers. So, if I may, I will propose the following countries as members of the Friends of the Chair. China and Japan, Brazil and Mexico, the EU and Norway, the United States and Canada, and Ghana and South Africa. I also propose that the Friends of the Chair include two observer organizations who would be, their presence, their participation would be as observers, essentially consultants to the group. And those two organizations would be Consumers International and IFA. Can the Commission agree with this way of working? Well, I suppose I should first ask, are there any questions? Would you like to ask any questions? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I see no flags. I have received a question, a fair question, from the Secretariat, and that is the product of deliberations of this group would be developed as a recommended or a possible set of options for ways forward. They would be written down and provided to the Secretariat for circulation to this group before the next Commission meeting. And I would have to ask for, do we need to specify the time, the date by which that should happen? I propose that it would be useful to the Commission if it has the opportunity to see the thoughts that come out of the work of this group before the Commission meets. I don't hear a specific suggestion from the Secretariat, so perhaps we could say perhaps I will get a suggestion. Just a minute. Okay, delegates, this is a new way of working for CODEX. It is not a new way of working in FAO and in the WTO. So, I see some flags. Cameroon, please.
Madam Chair, we have been reluctant to take the floor on this issue because sometimes it could be very, very difficult in taking decisions. And it could be frustrating when we take the decision at the tail end. And I can sense, Madam Chair, your frustration from my desk here, not to have reached to a consensus at this point in time. But we are trying to we've listened to your suggestions, and I think it's a good parade, and it's a good suggestion to move forward. And I believe that you can carry on this new task as the chair, and the friends that you've chosen, hopefully it is equitably distributed. I hope that your friend will help you to give us a final solution next year. And we wish you good luck.
Thank you, Cameroon. I think it's fair to say you speak for everyone in this room. Everyone hopes for that. Tunisia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It goes without saying that we agree with your proposal, which could be a very good way to work toward a solution to this very thorny problem. Yes, and once again, we would like to take part in this group. Thank you.
Thank you, Tunisia. I appreciate your interest, and I confess that this is, as I said, this is a new instrument. We are not in Codex so familiar with using it. However, our colleagues who work in the SPS environment and in IPPC and in the FAO conference know it very well. Typically, the Friends of the Chair is a small group designated by the chair. I think we can appreciate your interest, and I would just ask the indulgence of those countries I've already named to add one more. Can we do that?
Everybody else comes up.
Okay. What?
Then everybody.
No, I don't want to, I do not want to open this up to, and this is the danger. This is the danger. The Friends of the Chair works as I described it. If we open it up, then we're violating the terms of that way of working. I would prefer not to take on new members. As you can see, I'm a little conflicted about this. And as I said before, I would like to invite those countries that are not part of this group. They should feel that they have every access to the members of this group to submit information, to ask questions, and to participate. Can we try it this way? Can we just try it this way? Uganda, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. We appreciate the way forward, and I think that's a nice direction. But I would just like to propose more one thing that you may need to request member states to do, because the basis for rejection has been limited scientific basis conducted only by JECFA for the work. So at least you would encourage member states also on their own to put in more resources and time and personnel to do similar researches, such that we shall have a very strong basis when it comes to the next Codex meeting, when we meet. Thank you.
Thank you, Uganda. I appreciate the spirit of your remark. I think it is important for this body to understand that when we make decisions, we are not reanalyzing the science. And that is our function, that is consistent with our function as risk managers. It is the risk assessors from whom we receive scientific advice, in this case JECFA, whose advice we use in making decisions. So we need to be careful not to mix the roles. Our role is not to make scientific judgments, and the role of this body would not be to make a scientific judgment. The role is to act as risk managers, as we are risk managers, and ensure, as a risk manager does, and risk managers do consider scientific inputs in making decisions, but they do not, as a primary matter, develop science or make those scientific judgments. They make risk management judgments. So I appreciate the spirit of your remark. National NHF, you have asked for the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. You may have subsequently addressed our comments. I apologize. We should have raised our flag at the time you just had mentioned the list of countries, and it just seemed to us it was rather lopsided. It may be being adjusted by the inclusion of Tunisia, I'm not sure, but I would have suggested including India or Russia as one of the countries, but of course it's the chairperson's prerogative here. Thank you.
Thank you for your understanding, NHF. Argentina, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, regarding the procedure which you have put before us for our consideration, I would simply like to suggest, if the representative from the World Trade Organization is still here, perhaps they could provide us with some information regarding this mechanism, that is to say, the Friends of the Chair, how that mechanism works. Because, as you said, this has been used within the framework for the MSF committee and other bodies of the organization. So it would be good to have a little bit more information here in the room regarding the way in which this very type of mechanism actually functions when it comes to solving disputes. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Argentina. I think while the mechanism is used in the WTO, it's perhaps best to hear, if we were to hear some commentary, it would be from the experience of how it works within FAO. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to whether you need any assistance in this regard, but the countries that you've listed there at the moment all have a regional emphasis. The one that's not there is the Near East, and the Near East actually are quite big consumers of cattle, and this product is an implication for them as well. So that would deal with that previous intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. I would propose then, given the suggestions that we've heard, to modify my original proposal and include Tunisia. I hope the group previously identified can accept that addition. We're trying it out. We're going to work for a year. Let's give it a try. Since we've put, I've put a significant question to you, I would like to, could the Commission agree to just a 5-minute break? You can talk among yourselves and then we'll take the question and resolve it and move forward. Thank you.